FNC's Carlson, Donald Trump is a living indictment of the people who run this country. By Jeff Poor on November 2, 2020. Monday, Tucker Carlson opened his Election Eve program questioning why the mainstream press and others had not recognized the big crowds that President Donald Trump was drawing in the 2020 election campaign's closing stages had a meaning. Carlson showed a photograph from Saturday's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, and concluded that his appeal was, in part, a rejection of the so-called ruling class. Whatever Donald Trump faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge, Carlson said. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency. And every bit as true right now, maybe even more true than it's ever been. And it will remain true regardless of whether Donald Trump wins re-election. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, if they cared about anything other than themselves even for just a moment, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't, he continued. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world. But our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. That's what's going on in that picture. That's what's going on in this country. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.